They're unable to step on land. I knew that, though.
Gah!
Irina!
You will soon pay for what you did to me.
No. There's no need to bother, really.
Irina!
I have no time to chat, because my map's just run away.
I will be waiting for you.
Why would you be waiting for me?
Why would you be waiting for me?
Another hub for me to be that I have to continue to do this exact same role over and over and over again. Quite honestly, I didn't think I was going to live long enough to actually be in this movie six times. That is Johnny Depp from the new Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead man, cash no checks.
Oh my gosh. I believe he's now imitating you, imitating him. Give me some Rokan to get me in the mood.
I'm not sure who Rokan is. I thought it was a medical condition. I thought it was a drug you take to cure a medical condition.
Oh my goodness. By the way, you know, when you hear that, I think that's what we always talk about, the Star Wars theme and everything. I think that Pirates theme is maybe the best one of the 21st century.
That's great.
Hans Zimmer.
Oh, it's Hans Zimmer.
Yeah. And the White Sox used it for years, too. It's like they're kind of medley when they show opening stuff. But it's just really cool.
It is.
Okay, so Dead Men Tell No Tales, guys. We're now 14 years into the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. 14 years and 5 movies. And the last one, I think, was on Stranger Tides, was 6 years ago. It kind of felt like it had played out. You know, the first one... I remember back in time.
6 years ago already?
Yeah, it's been 6 years since the last one. And I kind of felt like, I remember when the first one came out, I thought, this is insane. They're going to do a movie based on a theme. But it was fun, and Johnny Depp stole the movie and, you know, created this, what is now a $4.1 billion franchise for Disney. All of the movies have made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. But they got ever longer and ever more bloated, and it was hard to keep up. People would die and be brought back to life, and there'd be curses and everything. So they decided to do this one. And I think, honestly, all of a sudden, Johnny Depp, you know, you guys have been talking about this. He seems to have a few financial problems lately. So all of a sudden, he's like, you know, he's dusting off the guy liner. It's time to get back out there as Jack Sparrow. And I'm pleased to report this is actually a lot of fun. Dead Men Tell No Tales goes back to the spirit of the original. Fast-paced. It's 2 hours instead of 2 hours and 45 minutes. And you got the usual thing. There's curses, and they're all trying to get Poseidon's trident, and then they could lift the curse. And there's evil pirates and super evil pirates. You heard in that clip, Javier Bardem plays the Captain Salazar, who commands the Flying Dutchman, the ghost ship. He's like an undead zombie pirate. Mm-hmm. And then Jeffrey Rush is Captain Barbossa. He's the one-legged pirate. He's been in a bunch of these. So you got two Academy Award winners right there. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got that kind of level. And then you got Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, who were the original young lovers in the first one. They've got some cool cameos here, and then
they have kids, and their marriage is fraying already because, you know, they have to get up too early and the two jobs.
Well, you know how Hollywood works. In the span of 14 years, Keira Knightley goes from ingenue to aging mom. You know,
you got a teenager. Attorney.
Yeah, you're 37. Ooh, yuck. But I really liked it, and it's two Norwegian directors who took over the franchise for this one, and they won an Oscar a few years ago for a really cool foreign film. So they give it kind of a fresh look, and I remember when we talked about the most recent Mad Max movie, what they call practical effects, where there are a lot of things with real sets and real stuntmen, and of course this has a lot of CGI, but it has a lot of that as well. Where they find, you know, where the Jack Sparrow and or the stuntman is, you know, jumping from the top of the church and then landing in the stagecoach, and then the horses go flying this way, and the stuntman, you know, like all kinds of cool, and it's really well staged. It's really funny. I mean, that's, you know, it's a comedy at this point.
Well, the first couple were well conceived. The first one especially, well conceived in terms of
terrific.
Comedic timing,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And I think Johnny Depp, as much as I love to make fun of him because he's so bizarre, but he is a fantastic actor.
Oh, he really can pull
anything off.
And you know, he's gotten to the point now where the Jack Sparrow character, the movements and everything, it's clearly evocative of like Charlie Chaplin and the great silent film stars. I mean, he's making those sorts of moves, and he's so graceful and so good. So he's terrific. And it's PG-13, though. So, you know, I would say, like, you don't take a six-year-old to the Pirates movies because there are ghosts and there are curses. And, you know, PG-13, it gets pretty dark. You know, and people die.
And right now, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are the stage of their marriage where they kind of need porn to help them.
That's on the director's cut coming out in a couple of months. So if you're a fan of the franchise and you got like me and kind of got tired of it and thought, you know, I don't care anymore, it's a nice, pleasant surprise, fast-paced, good, dark, you know, wit, and that cast is just tremendous. Sounds so a like solid that. 3 stars wow. for, I'm what like, are you calling like it? Cash No Checks, as Roe is
it's
calling it.
It's Dead Men Cash No Checks.
Yes. Unless they live in Chicago.
I thought it was Revenge of the Paycheck. Isn't
there
it?
You go.
that was the original title. Yeah, Revenge of the Paycheck.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is... that's good news. It's good because
yeah,
it also means that Johnny Depp's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, and they're talking because they said, "Well, this is going to be it." Now they're saying, "Wait a minute, this franchise has life, and you know, you might see Jack Sparrow kind of become more of a sideline character because they have some new young actors that are ready to take the mantle."
So it would continue.
Absolutely, okay. It's going to continue. I think it'll do very well.
All right,
great.
Baywatch.
Baywatch
this has got The Rock in it and Zac Efron. Oh, people love Zac Efron.
They've been publicizing this one, so of course, you know, once again, Hollywood takes a junk TV show and turns it into a junk movie. They never learn, you know. Like if you take Chips or The Dukes of Hazzard or The Beverly Hillbillies or Car 54, Where Are You? Or about 500 other examples, you know, people say, "Well, they've made some good movies out of good TV shows." I go, "Yes, good TV shows. Mission Impossible was a good TV show,
right?
You know, and it's
Star Trek,
yeah,
good TV show.
Exactly. That's probably the best example of a movie franchise that's been so successful." This is just absolute garbage, and they went for a hard R kind of. They were like, "Oh, let's try to make it like Bridesmaids, and Hangover, and all that, give it an edge," and that just makes it worse because they can't decide if they want to be a gross out, self-referential comedy or a real drug caper where they're trying to get the bad guys or something in between, and it succeeds as none of those. So you got Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron as the bodyguards, the lifeguards, I should say, with bodyguards. They never put their shirts on, and yet the women keep their shirts on. So I'm just reporting this journalistically that there's a plethora of attractive
so
women. And yeah, and
it is sexist.
And I like both Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron. They're likable guys, but I mean, the extent that they went to in this movie, these guys are so pumped and ripped. It's especially with Zac Efron. It's weird to look at.
It's
like
weird
how pumped up he is.
It's contouring, I think.
It's something.
I don't know. Wasn't he a Disney star? And all of a sudden, he looks
and he's
muscle man.
And he's done some decent performances. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of your male crotch humor there. We'll just put it that way. You know, sight gags involving it, people touching it, and a lot of corpse humor. And at one point, they combine the corpse humor with the male genitalia humor in a scene.
Oh, no.
Involving
that
the male
works.
Genitalia of a corpse.
Oh, no.
And you're just like, okay, I know what they're going for. They want to go, let's just go to the furthest extreme and gross people out, but it's not funny.
I'm laughing you just talking about it.
Well,
Violetta,
you're
like
special.
It.
Yes. They're right in your demo. The issue that we have here is Dwayne Johnson's decision to where he wants to go. I noticed he was pretty raw on Saturday Night Live, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a skit on Saturday Night Live. The season finale was last weekend, and he was the star of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a skit that was in which he played a guy who invented a robot that was a child molester.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if I were his agent and they had written that for him? You know, because they have days with, they pitch that on a Tuesday to them. To come up with the whole thing to get it together, I would have definitely gone and used my veto card on that and said, but he clearly didn't, and he's trying to make a decision here, in the old days, a guy who wanted to change would just go take a heavy role somewhere, take a drama piece and do it. And there's all kinds of stuff, because he's eminently likable. He's a very solid actor.
Yeah.
He's great looking. He's got incredible presence. And if you want to make him into something, hand him to Cameron Crowe. Let him put him in some, movie.
Absolutely.
About...
He's capable of doing that. And so is Zac Efron, is capable of doing light comedy and romance. And he doesn't have the chops of a Ryan Gosling, but kind of the same career arc. Ryan Gosling was a Disney star and was doing kind of, forgettable stuff and just made himself a better actor and still looks great. But again, when you get that much into the physicality, you work out yourself right out of a lot of roles, just like Stallone did and other actors have done, where you're that huge, you're a bodybuilder. What are you going to play? You have to either make a joke of that or just go with that. And here they're more like kind of going with it. And it's just, it's dreadful. It's one of the worst movies of the year. It's a 1.5-star movie, and I think I might be a little generous with the star.
Wow.
I wasn't excited about it to begin with. So, yeah.
All right. Brad Pitt's new movie, General. He plays General Stanley McChrystal in a dark satire. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, Violetta Potomenic, who can't wait to see. She thinks that's the best review of a movie this year. I can't wait to see Baywatch.
I think it's going to make some money. anyway.
It probably, well, do you think, Rich, it'll make money or do you think it'll flop?
No, you know what? I think it'll make some money. They've been promoting it relentlessly, and they are
coming across that dollar amount.
Though. Yeah, it's not going to be a huge hit, but when the word of mouth gets out, it'll tank quickly. But it'll do all right this weekend.
All right.
We are about to abandon it. That's like telling the bad guys all they got to do is wait out the next 18 months, and then we'll be gone.
And so he just told an auditorium full of young American soldiers, the war they've been asked to fight these last 8 years has been nothing more than one great monumental waste of everybody's time. Well, you heard him. He's not giving us the full 40,000. They're giving us 30. Just got off the phone with the SecDef. We got to get the rest from our coalition partners. Looks like we're going to Europe, boys. So, pack your, I don't know. Pack whatever it is they wear in Europe.
That's great.
All right. That's Brad Pitt playing General Stanley McChrystal.
How about that?
That is weird. Richard Roper, what is that all about?
Yeah, so here's the, talk about weird on top of weird. So the movie is called War Machine, and it's clearly about General McChrystal. They decide to call him General Glenn McMahon in this movie, perhaps for legal reasons, but it's based on the book by the Rolling Stone guy who wrote the article that led to McChrystal leaving. Yes. So, I mean, it's that story. And and in the story, we see the Rolling Stone writer talking to him and him saying all that stuff. So, I mean, it's clearly that story, but all the names of the main players have been changed. But that's the performance. And Brad Pitt decides, you could tell there, he decides to go sort of for a little bit of a combination of his Inglourious Bastards character with a little bit of Popeye the Sailor Man. And he plays the general as this very patriotic and very sincere, but slightly bonkers narcissist,
yeah,
who gets up every morning, runs 7 miles, never sleeps, and alternately inspires and frightens his troops, and is believes that he can, you know, get rid of all the problems that have been happening for centuries in Afghanistan. He's going to turn it all around in a couple of months. Just follow my lead, guys. And if you can just get the ear of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and talk to him, all will be well. And as we know, that's not exactly what happened. So they play War Machine really as a dark satire, more in the tradition of Catch-22 and the movie MASH and Dr. Strangelove and Three Kings, all these movies that, you know, they tell us war is hell, but do it in an absurdist way. And it's very funny and very dark. And I think Brad Pitt is absolutely great. Some people are probably going to say, I don't know what he's doing in this movie, but I thought it was a terrific performance. So I'm giving 3.5 stars.
Wow.
To War Machine. 3.5, guys.
And the McChrystal story is an odd one. And, you know, people can look all of that up.
Yes. Yeah. Read the Rolling Stone article and then maybe check out the movie.
All right. Richard Roper, thank you very much. Wow. Dead Men Tell, Cash No Checks, and that are the two big winners of this.
Don't see Baywatch.